Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the best ways to hire virtual assistants or VAs to help you scale your business. One of the truisms of our day is that scaling a successful business requires outsourcing work to virtual assistants. If you want your business to grow and thrive, eventually it will grow to a workload that you cannot do on your own. Virtual assistants provide a great service by taking extra work off your hands, allowing you to focus on the essential work that will make your business grow. What you don't always hear is that you should start thinking about hiring VAs right now. No matter how big or small your business is, there are advantages to outsourcing work to VAs and doubling down on your skills and the active growth areas of your company. And finding and managing VAs is a lot easier than you think. On this episode, you'll hear why you should consider hiring VAs right now. Now is the best time to start outsourcing small or time-consuming tasks to VAs to allow you to focus on growing your business. Next, we'll discuss the costs of working with VAs. While the financial cost of VAs is relatively low, the main cost will be educating and preparing your VAs to do the work the way you want it to be done. Then we'll cover the types of tasks you should outsource. Highly technical work should be outsourced to developers, but VAs can handle a lot of the administrative or time-consuming tasks like writing copy or finding backlinks for your products. After that, we'll share the best practices to find virtual workers. Websites like Upwork are a great place to start, but you should also consult your own network and connections to see if they are already connected to good virtual assistants. Finally, we'll give some advice on how to find the best VAs. Giving the same assignment to a few different VAs will allow you to see the differences between your top candidates and give you a better idea of who you're about to hire. If you're ready to bring on some extra help to scale up your business, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice on this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back to the show. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. So today we're talking about virtual assistants, which I think is an important part of working with your business, especially if you want to scale up. So I kind of thought an interesting place to start talking would be to talk about when, you know, at what point should you consider bringing other people into your operation?
From the very start.
Okay.
So here's the thing, right? Not all tasks are equal. Hmm. So if you're a store builder and you're going to think about, I got to code this store, I have to add some features, I have to do whatever. Who's going to do the work of saying, I would like to teach the customer how to create an avatar mm-hmm. and upload their photo to Gravatar and then make it so that if they're writing stuff on the, you know, their site that it links up and works right. Like that's never going to be a priority for me. Mm. Right. Okay. If you're sitting here going, okay, I have to build out the site, but I need them to take their product photos and change the names from 126853.jpg to headphones over the ear.jpg. Who's doing that? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, is that ever going to be at the level that you're like, this is, they're paying me the big bucks to rename files? Never. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So at the core of it, the issue isn't, do I hire someone full time? Right. It's more about, and do I have enough money to do that? Am I bringing up enough revenue as a store builder? It's more that you go, hey, little jobs assigned to other people that, you know, where I tell them explicitly what to do, and how to do it and move on, can be very, very powerful. Okay. So we had a different session where we talked about using Google Search Console to look up keyword phrases and not just the mm-hmm. focus keyword, but the ancillary secondary keywords, et cetera.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had someone who went and logged into your Search Console and looked at all the secondary phrases and used some of those phrases wherever they matched the photo they were looking at. So they would look at a photo, see the photo was the actual external appearance, mm-hmm. look at and say over the ear headphones and go, okay, take that, name it this way, save the file, pick the next one, right? And it's a close up of an ear cuff, right? And they have, or maybe in the little buttons below it, and they see, oh, Bluetooth headphones, right? So Bluetooth feature on the headphones, right? And they save it and go, and you go, this is not, first of all, it's not super technical. It's not complicated, fairly easy to do. It's repeatable work, right? It's rote. You're just going to keep grinding through.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it, the difference between the customer sent me 52 files, I uploaded them into a directory, I just started using them, and I never went back and renamed them, compared to, oh, all your photos have been renamed. And by the way, they've been renamed against keyword phrases to make sure that you have even stronger connection. If someone does a Google search and hits image search, your images are going to show up higher. And the store owner goes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And the person who is your VA, who is just the VA for photos, right? Yeah. You go, that was brilliant. And I don't have any more work for you now. I'll come back to you the next project I have.
Okay.
So you're not shelling out tons of money, but you go, here's a very scoped effort.
Yeah.
And every time you want that person to do that work again, you hire them.
Mm-hmm.
We talked in a different episode about looking for backlinks, right? If you want someone who's going to just Google your product names and look who's writing about them, and every time someone writes about them but they didn't link back, you contact their contact form, say, hey, I noticed that you were mentioning, you know, so-and-so headphones, right? Finest headphones and our active noise canceling over-the-ear headphones, but they weren't backlinked to our store. Here's a link, right?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to do backlink? And that's all they do. And maybe they do 10, 20 backlinks a week and for a couple hours, and then they're done. Like, they have no more and you're done.
Yeah.
And you realize it's not that I couldn't do that work, but as a store builder, my job needs to be on the things that no one else can do, but right? The stuff that's really complicated or really hard or requires higher level, deeper experience or higher level thinking. But there's a lot of other little things that you go, 2 hours over here, 2 hours over there. Let me just get other people to run through it so that, you know, at the end of a week, when the customer, your store owner and you meet and say, here's what we got done this week.
Mm-hmm.
And you roll out all the things that you got done. They're like, yeah, you're amazing. And I will always hire you. And you go, well, I'm part of a team. I have all these folks.
Okay.
That's where virtual assistants become really, really helpful. And so the short answer, right, is from the beginning. Start using them right away.
Okay. So it's helpful to, you can increase your workload and offload a lot of these laborious tasks you don't have time for.
Right.
The costs would be obviously that you have to pay these people.
Yep.
Are there any other costs in terms of demands on your time or energy if you're bringing on a team of people?
Yeah. Everything that you do, when you're asking someone else to do it, you're going to have to educate. You're going to have to say, this is how I want it done.
Mm-hmm.
Or specifically, this is what I don't want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, a long, long time ago, so long I barely remember. I just want to make sure this wasn't recent. I had a client who sold flowers, right? And I said, hey, I want you to send me the pictures of flowers and stuff. I had all of the photos for the actual flower arrangements that they sold as products, but I wanted a couple of bigger pictures for the homepage. And then they sent me the photos, right? Three photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I put one of them on the homepage at the top, right? The hero image.
Yeah.
Then I, finished the project and didn't talk to the customer for 2 years. And then all of a sudden the customer reaches out to me and says, I'm being sued for my website. And I said, what? I didn't do anything that would cause you to be sued. And it was, well, the photo that I used is there. They were the photographer, right? And so you start going, Hey, I didn't do that. Where did you get the photo? Oh, I just went to Google and pulled anything down. Right.
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, that's not how that works. Right. You can't go to Google and just find an image and steal someone else's image and put it on your website.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you have a VA, right? Every virtual assistant that you hire to do something, they could also do something like that. Right. You could say, go get me a photo or whatever. and you don't mention where to get the photo and what to pay for the photo, like you don't define the rules. So imagine that they bring you back a stolen photo that you put on a website. Now you have liability, not just the virtual assistant, but you do, because you pass it on to your customer.
Yeah.
So the cost of hiring a VA is not just the dollars you spend. Those end up being pretty small. It's really about the prep you do to educate and explain. Here's what I mean. If I'm selling cigars and I want a photo of people smoking cigars, these are the 5 or 10 places that you're able to go. These 5 are free. You can pull those down with no problem. These 5 you pay, and I have an account. So log into these accounts and pull it down, because then if you use my account, okay, I've already paid the license fee, etc. So you have to educate, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's making a little video. Sometimes it's writing the text. But there is an upfront cost when you're instructing someone on how this works.
Right. Right. Yeah. I was going to ask if you have, like, do you create documents or something with kind of your standard operating procedures? Do you do anything like that?
So I'm a big video fan, right? Okay. So I create a lot of videos, right? And it's just me talking and then a screenshot of my, you know, my I'm recording my desktop so that I can show you, go here, look this way. Often I do this, click over here. These are the sub filters. I pick this filter all the time. By being able to articulate that, you're also sharing your little secrets, your little nuances, right? Years ago when I was using, Flickr. I think it was Flickr had a section of Flickr that was Creative Commons, right? So it was all the available photos, right? But there was a filter on those photos that was specific to the photos that had the most comments. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking for a photo, I would often go into Creative Commons and then pick the most commented and have that kind of reset the filter so that I could see which are the ones that are drawing attention. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to use, right? Well, that's my little secret, right? It wasn't a secret. I'm sure many people did it, but that was my angle, right? Now imagine I go hire a VA and I send them to, go look at Flickr's Creative Commons. And they go look at Creative Commons and discover, here's the first one. And they send it to me and I go, no, that's not good. They send me the second one. And I realize this is my fault because I didn't tell you what I like to look for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I shoot little videos, upload them, right? And send them to people and say, here's what I'm looking for. Here's how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I would do it. And then they go and do it on repeat mode.
Yeah. Okay. That's really good. So you mentioned that you kind of have outsourced a lot of these kind of small tasks to your VAs. Are you ever outsourcing specialized or like highly technical work to your VAs as well?
Yes, but not necessarily to a VA, right? So I might hire a developer to build something specific, right? And I know many developers that do that, where you go, hey, I'm really good at this, but I may not know that as well as someone else can be more efficient. But for virtual assistants, I normally keep it scoped. You can hire a virtual assistant for copywriting, mm-hmm. right? And so you can say, hey, what I want you to do is I want you to send me the outlines first. I want to review the outlines, make sure you're on the right path, then go out and write the article and send it back to me. And then I want to send you edits and then I want you to edit it and get it back to me. You can do that. Yeah. You can hire virtual assistants for link building, like we talked about, which is go out, find a place where people are mentioning me and just, you know, route them back to my store.
Yeah.
You can do it for find where people are mentioning places to buy such things, right? It may not even mention me, but just mm-hmm. you're like, here are 5 places where you can go buy backpacks. And you happen to be running a backpack store and you're like, find all the places where they're listing stores to buy backpacks and give them our differentiator. Like, hey, I saw that you made this list.
Mm.
Here's what we do. And by the way, all the rest of yours, they do a lot of awesome stuff, but it looks like none of them are, you know, you can turn inside out. So our backpacks turn inside out. Therefore, every backpack works with 2 different colors. And that's unique. And so then they're like, I'll put you on my list, right?
So
you have someone who's focused on that backlink strategy, a variety of different backlink strategies. You can have someone who's, as we talked about, just focused on images. And on the one hand, it's naming images, but you might have someone else who is just cleaning up the images, right? You like just, hey, all I want you to do is I want you to crop every image to be 900 by 600. and the photos are all different sizes, but I want 900 by 600 and I want the main feature of the thing to be in the middle of this. I don't want it to be cut, clipped off, right? Because you can use Photoshop to say, turn all these images into this size, but then they'll just, you know, crop and you go, oh, that's not what I wanted, right? So you could have a virtual assistant do that.
Right.
So with photos, with backlinks, with copy, there's a lot that you can do. And then of course, if you're writing long sales pages or what have you, you may need research.
Okay.
Right. And right. So, you know, if I was selling backpacks, I might want to know, right? Especially if I was selling backpacks and my backpack would last, I don't know, 100 years, right? Or 80 years. Mm-hmm. I might want to know, how long does the average backpack last? Mm. That's a question I have.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer.
Right.
So let me go hire someone who's good at research and say, go get me this stuff, right? Mm. Then I might turn all the research into an article, a report, a infographic, put it on my long landing page, right? And highlight all the stuff to get to the end to say, but you don't have to worry about all these bags that, you know, tear apart in 7 years because ours lasts 25 years. Okay. Or 100 years, right?
Cool. Yeah. So where's the best place to find and hire potential VAs?
So that's a great question.
Okay.
And the answer is everywhere, mm-hmm. right? Like the challenge is that depending on what you're looking for, you may go one place or another, right? So a lot of people will go to Upwork. There are also very specific places where they only offer, you know, virtual assistants. And so that's another dynamic. But when you're talking about like, hey, I just need virtual assistants, I hear a lot of people go to Upwork. I recommend figuring out if there's people in your network already, right? Relationships and friendships that you already have. It's one of the first things to talk through is if you, yeah. you know, often we discover that we have our own network of people who are like, I'm looking for a little bit of work, but not a lot of work. And I'm looking for flexible time. And that's why I haven't gotten a job because I'm worried about, you know, family and elderly person in my family or my kids. Right? Mm-hmm. And so you're like, hey, mm-hmm. so I've hired, and I know other folks that have hired several times people that they know in their network and say, hey, can you help me? I just have this little task, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's fine, right? Again, Upwork is a place where you can do, you know, you can pull that. I know for WooCommerce, when you're building a WooCommerce store and you need little things tweaked, adjusted, whatever, they may be going into WordPress a lot and touching stuff. Mm-hmm. You might want to go to a place like Codeable, codeable.io, because those people know WordPress, right? You're not going to have to teach them specific stuff, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things we didn't talk about was getting, and this is because it's not really for the store builder, but for the store owner. If you're a store builder, you could potentially sell this as a service, right, to your store owners that says, hey, you've created a very special backpack, like mm-hmm. really unique. And I have a service that I would like to offer you where we pitch you and your product to podcasts, right? And so we're going to go look for all the podcasts where it would make sense to have you on. And then we're going to create custom pitches for each of those podcasts. And we're going to pitch you and then get you on. And that's essentially getting you free marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a service. But then I may, as a store builder, I may offer that service and then turn around and have a VA that does all that work for me, right?
Okay.
And so if you're looking for that kind of VA, you're looking for someone who's not only good at research, but good at being able to, you know, make the pitch, write the pitch that you know is mm-hmm. interesting.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that's another dynamic. I know you can go to Fiverr, Fiverr.com. Mm-hmm. I don't. So okay. Doesn't mean that you know it's bad news. I just have had such hit or miss. That it's hard for me to pitch Fiverr as a place where you can go and say, hey, this makes, you know, this is perfect sense.
Okay.
Right. But I know people that do, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when it's stuff like for your product page, you want to create a graphic that's like, you know, wow, this is an amazing one or something like that, right? And you're like, I have a product image, but I don't have anything that's really, you know, that pops. And there are Fiverr people that will go, hey, I'll put this filter on this and change this and put this text and ship it back to you for $5. Mm. Some people get away with that, right? Sometimes you're just like, eh, this looks really cheesy. Like a million people have done it, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, that brings up a good point because my next question was, how do you assess if this virtual assistant is right for you? Do you try to set up an interview, or are you just kind of looking at work samples or resume? What's your kind of filter for your VAs?
So my recommendation, right? And this sounds a little crazy, but it has worked for me every single time.
Yeah.
I give the same assignment to 3 or 4 people on the network, right? So let's say you're going to Upwork, and I create a job and I hire 5 people or 4 people and I give them the exact same assignment. And I pay all 4, right? So let's say the job's going to take $15. I'm going to spend $60 instead of $15. But what I get is the option to see 4 people do the same exact thing with the same exact write-up, the same instructions, the same video, the same everything. And I get back a, oh, wow, right? These are the people that were good. And yeah. These are the people that weren't as good. And I really like these 2. And I might hire both and have one do one set, one do another set. And that way, even when I have 2 people doing half the work each, I can start comparing them over time and realizing, you know, this is really my go-to, and then let one go and keep going. Right. So I play this game of 4 to 2 to 1 because it gives me a straight comparison where I eliminate me as the problem, right? When you hire 1 VA and that VA doesn't do well, it's 50-50. It could be their fault or your fault, right? Mm-hmm. When you hire multiple and it's you, and now one of them does it well and one doesn't, it's no longer you because you're like, well, one was able to do well with the instructions I wrote, right? So it mitigates your, like, maybe I'm not the perfect writer, the perfect explainer, but if I put 4 people to task and 1 or 2 of them do really well and 2 don't, I go, okay, that's fine. I let go of the other 2. I grab the 2 and we start going again. And then in that scenario, I have 2 running and 1 does better. I let go of 1 and say, okay, I'm going to go with you. Okay. You seem to work best with me, okay, right? And how I write it up.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then, so what does your relationship with these VAs look like once you've really made them your go-to person? How much are you in contact with them and working with them?
So what happens is, as I mentioned before, right? These things are very up and down, right? Like you might use them a lot in a couple of weeks while you're navigating through 100 photos and then not use them for a couple months because you're waiting for the next project where you're going to have to manipulate photos again, right?
Okay.
And I, and, you know, what I've seen work best is different VAs that do different things, right? I isolate them rather than saying, you're my VA that can do anything. I'm like, no, you're my photo person and you're my backlink person and you're my podcast sign up person, what have you, right?
Okay.
So what ends up happening, right, is I get a lot of messages. I got one, you know, last week, and it's one of those VAs who pings me on Facebook Messenger and says, hey, Chris, it's Naresh, any work? Right? Because he's just checking in with me, like, hey, do you have anything? And I wrote, hey, not right the second, right? Although I would like you to go look at this technology because we may do something with this, right? And then a week later or yesterday, the day before, he writes back and says, we've looked at it, ready to talk when you are. Right. Mm. And so you're like, okay. Like, so you're just keeping this network of people connected and available when you need the work. Right. Okay. Not every e-commerce site is going to need to get put on blast for podcasts. Right.
Right.
So the podcast person is just going to, they're doing the same thing. They're going after lots of customers. Right. Mm. They're trying to get lots of folks to hire them. So I don't feel bad. That's the whole point of using a virtual assistant, is I don't feel bad that I have to keep them employed like a permanent employee.
Right. And you're not bothered when they reach out to you like that and just saying, hey, do you have any work?
No, but I'm also pretty explicit, right? Like, if I say no, I'll say no, check back in 2 weeks, which is different than just saying no, because then they'll ping me tomorrow, right? And the day after, and then all of a sudden I'm getting pinged every day and you're like, this is not right. So just check back in 2 weeks, check back in a month. I'm pitching a customer right now. So just give me a month to close this.
Okay.
And most of the folks I've worked with end up going, okay, that's great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Chris, this was really interesting and informative. So thanks a lot. This was great.
Awesome. Yeah. Take care.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the best ways to find and hire virtual assistants to help manage your workload. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.